www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The notion or the accounts that have been put out there are just not true.
President Obama, ahead of the final presidential debate, denying there was a quid pro quo between the FBI and the Clinton State Department. Obama responding to allegations that an undersecretary asked the FBI to reclassify emails to protect Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying Clinton is just part of the bigger problem in Washington, and he called to, quote, drain the swamp. He said he'll call for term limits on Congress.
If I'm elected president, I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress.
San Francisco police looking for several suspects in a shooting that wounded four students outside of a high school. A girl is in critical condition, and three boys were wounded when gunfire erupted at the June Jordan School for Equity yesterday. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented People. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's about 3:03 on the 19th of October today, and I just want to thank you for listening and let you know about the weather forecast if you happen to be in the Flemington, New Jersey, or surrounding area today. This afternoon, partly sunny with a high about 83, partly cloudy with a low about 55 tonight, and then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 70 on Thursday, and then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low about 59 on Thursday night. Showers likely again all day on Friday, the high is 71, and then mostly cloudy at the low with the same showers conditions, about 47 on Friday night. Chance of showers mainly before 9, mostly sunny all day with a high of 59 on Saturday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 41 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 59 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 41 on Sunday night. Mostly sunny again with a high about 60 on Monday, and then getting colder, partly cloudy with a low about 38 on Monday night, and then mostly sunny again, 58 all day on Tuesday. So just want to let you know a couple updates real quick if you are interested. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has the 28th Business and Home Expo. That's the restaurant and showcase event that everybody loves on Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse in the Commons Division. From 2 to 7, buy local, buy Hunterdon. There's a lot of presenting sponsors that you should know about that we appreciate here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. PNC Bank is the presenting sponsor. And as usual, Hunterdon Healthcare, HealthQuest, New Jersey Media, Flemington Car and Truck Country, ShopRite, the YMCA, Fulton Bank, and just financial resources, Compass, so on. I'm like, can't read because it's too small, but I can guarantee you it's going to be a great event. So again, Thursday, November 10th, 2 to 7 at the 100 Central Regional High School for the 100 County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo. I'm going to invite you to stay with us and listen through a Talented People television, excuse me, it's a radio archive from January 13th of this past year, 2016, talking with the host of Raising Conscious Kids, Kim Pramatic. So stay with us and listen through the hour. Appreciate it.
Radio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wildlife activists are celebrating a major victory. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Hong Kong has announced it is phasing out of the sale of ivory.
We'll take steps to ban totally the sale of ivory in Hong Kong.
There are more than 400 licensed ivory traders in Hong Kong. The dealers insist they are following the rules and buying and selling from a stockpile of ivory from elephants that were killed before 1989. However, an investigation showed that some of the dealers may have been laundering ivory poached after 1989. I'm Tammy Rose.
The Rams are moving to Hollywood. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Louis Reed said he urges the city to seek another pro football team.
St. Louis is a great city, and we still make a great NFL, a great place for an NFL franchise. So I think we should make sure to keep our options open and keep working to get an NFL franchise here.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made it official yesterday after league owners approved the St. Louis franchise's return to Los Angeles by a 30-2 vote. The Rams will play in a temporary stadium, possibly the Los Angeles Coliseum, until the new stadium is ready in 2019. And Uber is adding a new feature to make the rides pass more enjoyable, if not more quickly. It's called Trip Experiences, and it lets third-party app developers send content and notifications to passengers who have given their permission. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People. This is Jeannie Murphy today. It's the 13th of January, 2016, if you can believe it. And I'm hoping that you're having a great day. I want to give you a little update on the weather, and thanks for listening in here. If you happen to be in New Jersey in the central area today, this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 29. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low about 15. Thursday, partly sunny all day with a high of 34. And then partly cloudy Thursday night with a low about 26. Slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. on Friday. Partly sunny with a high of 45. Rain, low about 35 on Friday night. About 80% chance of precipitation, and most likely rain all day on Saturday, mainly before 1 o'clock. Mostly cloudy with a high of 45. It's mostly cloudy, continuing all day Saturday night, with a low around 28, and then partly sunny all day with a high of 36 on Sunday, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 20 on Sunday. So it does sound like we're getting to the weather that we're supposed to be getting, and so stay warm. We're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back. Talented people.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The heat is on. A culinary dream team gives hungry entrepreneurs the chance of a lifetime to open their own restaurant. Wednesdays at 10 Eastern, an all-new episode of Restaurant Startup.
This is awesome.
CNBC.
All right, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. It's Talented People here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:08 already on January 13th. Hope you're having a great New Year. It's my pleasure to tell you about my guest today in studio. She's actually a host here on 100 and Chamber Radio in studio in Flemington, New Jersey, broadcasting live across the nation. And her name's Kim Pramatic, and she is actually the, founder of Raising Conscious Kids. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, Jeannie.
Happy New Year. How's it going?
It is going awesome. Thanks for having me today.
Well, of course, my pleasure. It's always so interesting to find out what you're up to. So tell us really a little bit about what's going on and what you're doing.
Yeah, so one of the things that I'd like to get into in a little bit, first I want to catch up with you, but in a little bit what I want to talk to you about, I'm calling it the Miracle Manifestation System.
Ooh.
Here we are in the new year. You know, I love this time of new year, so I want to get caught up with you, see what you've been up to and how your holidays were, because it's been since before Christmas that I saw you, so I want to catch up. And then in a little bit I want to talk about this new system that that I put together. And you know, I think the IT person in me had to formalize it. You know, like everybody was asking me, how did you do it? My daughter is actually going to a Division I school playing volleyball on a full scholarship. So grateful.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And well, yes, thank you. And so it's been such a big deal, and it's just my pleasure to put it into a system. You know, that IT background in me had a, and plus I have a coach who's like, Kim, we're going to put this into a system, you're going to give it a name, and you're going to teach other people how to do this. So I figure it's the new year, it's the new energy, you know, there's so many things, you know, coming against us seemingly with families and being parents and working parents and divorced parents and single parents and, you know, all so many things pushing against us. And I just want to bring a little light into everybody's life today and just
love it.
See some possibilities and some hope, and just share our story of what we did. We've used the system really looking back, like this is how we're creating, you know, this is how we've created many things in our lives and our families and what I do with my clients. So super excited to share that. But first, I want to hear about your holidays. How were they?
Oh, they were great. I can't believe it's already the 13th of January.
I know.
I wasn't ready for them to end. I know. It was warm, you know, in December. And it was fun.
It was like a vacation.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of like a vacation. But then it went so fast, and all of a sudden we're back, and it's bright outside again. Mm-hmm. It's so wild how that happens every year. But we had a really good time. We went to Atlantic City for New Year's Eve, my husband and I.
Oh, fun.
And we had such a ball. And we always do. But, yeah, so things are good. And Christmas and everything was just so much fun. And so we're just looking forward to the New Year's.
Good.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good. As far as, the, you know, after getting back and getting all this, you know, our resolutions and everything implemented.
So now, yeah, so that's a hot button, hot topic for me as a speaker and a trainer and a coach and everything. So what is your stance on resolutions? Yay or nay, Jeannie Murphy?
It's interesting. Thanks. We had actually talked about this. Colleen was here last week, and Dr. Paul Marciano.
Yes, he's been on my show.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He did a whole thing on Forbes. It was a blog that got picked up for the New Year's, and it was talking about resolutions and so on. Did you see it by chance?
His blog got picked up by Forbes?
Yes, it was an interview with Kevin Cruz. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Paul is awesome. He's picked up a lot, actually, but it was kind of cool because we were talking about it. He had so much information, but it was easy to read, you know, bullet point stuff. And, you know, one of the things that, and I am for it, but I don't believe, what I'm referring back to is Paul's blog, because it talked about being very specific, you know, make sure you put achievable goals and not those that will make you actually fail and lose and so on. So to me, I've always been a New Year's resolution girl.
Okay.
I think they said something like, I think it's something like only 6% of people actually fulfill their resolutions.
Yeah, I know.
It's so like low. The voting turnout. Yeah. So, but for me, I've always done it, and I try not to make those goals so unachievable.
So big.
So I'm for it.
Yeah.
But I also don't believe in punishing yourself if you change course, because I do believe everything's exactly where it's supposed to be at the moment that it is. So sometimes circumstances alter the plan, and so I'm kind of fluid that way. What do you think?
No, that's great. So I've done resolutions in the past, mm-hmm. and this year I decided to go to take a new approach and really take it easy. Like, so a lot of the things that I talk about and that, you know, I think are really cool and super helpful for not only families, but, you know, my, what I started with in this career was corporate training. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of that. So way back when I was in IT and I loved that. I did that for like 13, 15 years, if you count college. And so that was super fun. And it was where I was at the time. And then, you know, my short story is then I had my daughter and everything changed for me. And mm-hmm. so, and thus started my second career iteration of corporate training and health and wellness and really helping people just be happier and more successful in their corporate company lives as well as at home. And so from that, Raising Conscious Kids was born, because that's really when I really did some soul searching and honing in. You know, for me, it's all about the family. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, if you're not happy at home, it's really hard. You know, people can do it, but it's really hard to be as successful as you could potentially be in your career, in your business, as an entrepreneur, if you're having a really shitty family life. I mean, let's just call a spade.
Yeah, and, no, it's true. And also in reverse of that, I think it's very hard to keep your job focused and everything going positively if you have, well, not just family, but the family also drives what you're doing at work and whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're related. It's all related. So what I'm doing this year for resolutions is just taking like a broader approach. And so I thought, because I read a lot and I do different, you know, if I'm reading something on Twitter or some kind of link or whatever, because mm-hmm. I'm always taking classes and stuff. I'm a lifelong
very
learner.
Open to the universe and people.
Yeah.
And stuff. That's what
I love
about
to
you.
Learn.
Yeah. It's cool.
And so I was thinking, you know, I just want to take a broader perspective. And what do I really want to experience in 2016? And what I got was joy.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's funny. Maybe it was all those commercials about that movie, Joy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I want to see that still. That's something I made a New Year's resolution for. I haven't gotten there yet. It's going to be back on cable.
Well, you have a long time to see that.
Yes.
You could even wait till it's on HBO or
whatever.
Yeah,
do
those.
It. Yeah.
But Red Box for a dollar or whatever. But so for me, like, you know, because I've had those resolutions, you know, I was even over at the local gym here is HealthQuest, and I even did that. Do you belong to HealthQuest?
I'm probably the only person in the state of New Jersey that doesn't. But it's just not my thing. I'm like, oh, I wish it was.
They have this New Year's thing.
Any gym.
Any
gym.
Any gym. Well, we've contributed to many in the area. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was, you know, whatever their slogan was, to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I do it, I'm like 100%.
Yeah.
And they had this contest, and I think I came in like second place
or
whatever. Like, yeah, so I can get like crazy about things.
Yeah.
But super focused.
Because there must have been a lot of entries.
Yeah. And so, you know, losing the weight and going to the classes and all this. And I made it fun. But so I've done it all.
Right.
You know, like I've done the resolutions. I've mm-hmm. done, you know, lose 7 pounds, do whatever, get this room organized. Like I've done every kind of, except I never smoked, so I could start smoking so
that's
I could so quit.
That's like the only thing you didn't need to do.
Yeah, that's like, but most of the other things I probably did. And so this year it's just about experiencing more joy, because I believe that what you look for, you're going to find.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, so it's been kind of fun because the different email lists and e-zines that I subscribe to and stuff, I'm seeing some other people doing the same kind of like general thing. So it must be something in the air, like, we're just going like high level, like put it just a really cool kind of vibe on. Let's look for the positive things, because there's so many negative things that we can find in the news,
on
the internet,
just
on Facebook.
People just become totally overwhelmed and then they stay so negative, because if you surround yourself with negativity, you're going to be negative.
Yeah.
If you're hyper and you're paranoid and you're totally distracted by negative things, how can you possibly, you know, charge yourself against that?
But super hard.
When you stay in the positive, where you are around people who are so inspiring, that's what I love about talented people too. You know, you just constantly, you're just learning more and more. Like you said, you like to learn, and I'd love to hear the stories about people. We actually have someone cool coming on at 4 o'clock today. Never met her before or anything. It's called something Convention of States. And her name's Barbara. I'm just going to let everybody know the 4 to 5 o'clock hour today, Barbara Brock. She's a New Jersey State Director of Convention of States Project. So that's going to be interesting, too. You know, whatever, just so everybody knows. But right now,
Convention
I'm talking to Kim
States.
Pramatic. Yeah, no, you're welcome to hang around if you'd like to as well. Mm. But we're going to go to our first break. It's already 3:18 on the 13th of January. And we hope you're enjoying this conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Talented People, with Kim Pramatic. She's got Raising Conscious Kids and also something new we're going to talk about, Miracle Manifestation System. Is that what you called it?
That's right.
All right, can't wait to hear about it. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:20 already on Wednesday, the 13th of January. And we hope you're enjoying our conversation here today. Kim Pramatic, she's here. What is your exact title, Kim?
So I'm the founder and creator of the Raising Conscious Kids Global Community. We're a network of moms, dads, teachers, grandparents, caregivers, school administrators. We run the gamut of people that are just, you know, we know that the kids are different. We know that the world is different. So I'm kind of like the grand poopah. I just kind of put it all together and, you know, I have the website, but it's just a bunch of amazing people that we come together to inspire each other, to educate each other, you know, provide information. And so I have, you know, this radio show, launching another radio show, and the community there at RaisingConsciousKids.com to just support each other, because this is a much different environment. Our society is so different. I mean, even if we just talked about technology, mm-hmm. you know, that's five shows right there of mm-hmm. how to keep our kids safe using technology. I mean, we can't bury our heads in the sand. This is what it is. And to embrace it, to use it for all the positive aspects, because there are a ton of them. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there's so many, you know, from, you know, bullying, cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. Now kids can get bullied, and adults as well, but kids can get bullied anonymously mm-hmm. online mm-hmm. with an audience.
It's
you
so
know?
Crazy. It's
so
terrifying.
Many. So, yeah, so there are so many things that are kind of coming up against us and our families, and time constraints and working families. And so many of us don't live anywhere near our extended mm-hmm. families mm-hmm. at all. So there's that support. So the world is so different than it was when we grew up. And even looking back, like my parents loved me like to the moon and back a million times, but they didn't have a lot of the skills that we now know are helpful in raising our kids, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all come with our luggage instead of baggage. We come with our luggage from our childhoods. And so kind of, you know, my journey started in taking a look at my own luggage. Like, how did I end up like with the mindsets that weren't serving me? Like, I was not a happy kid. Really? I was a driven kid. Mm-hmm. I was driven. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me to take this class and get an A. Tell me to join this group and, you know, lead this whatever. Or, you know, I could do all that. But no, I was not, you know, looking back, no, I was not happy.
That's interesting.
I know, because I've done so much personal work on myself.
Right.
That then my intention is to be happy. And my New Year's resolution, yeah, quote unquote,
joy.
Is joy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've come a long way. So how do you focus on that and then kind of make it your big picture, like you said, New Year's resolution? And then what do you do to fulfill that? And what do you do to stay on track?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So I would say for folks, one of the most important things is starting your day intentionally. All right. So think back to today.
Okay.
Jeannie Murphy, how did you start your day today? This is like a tell-all. You can be honest.
Oh, I'm always honest.
I know
about
you're
my
very
day.
Forthright.
I do believe that if you put your honesty out there, you never have to worry about lying or
exactly.
About, you
know, who just, could remember
yeah.
the story?
Yeah, no.
I can't
do it. And Colleen, if she's listening, I'm sure she is going to laugh out loud at this because it drives her crazy. But I am just an anti-morning person. I don't mind mornings. I just cannot, and especially get older, I don't have the ability to share this special time with myself and just my life. And I don't want to share it with anyone. So I'm like really, really selfish about it. And I didn't get that opportunity until both Michael and Brandon got older.
I was
going
to say, because
your
kids are older.
Yeah. And I'm serious. That makes it even more joyful. You can see my smile.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're raising children, you don't believe you're ever going to have a break. And then all of a sudden.
Because you don't when they're little.
You don't.
There's
no
break.
It's so funny. We were at a funeral yesterday and we saw these two small young moms. They were in their early 20s. With 8 months and 6.5 months, babies are so adorable.
Oh yeah!
Oh. And I was just like, oh,
I love their backs.
They're just everything.
I love to rub little baby boy backs.
Like, little panda
can I
bears
rub your baby's back?
Chunky, and they were like tipping over on the floor. And they got the cutest smile, and they weren't playing strange. And even in a funeral parlor, but they were just so cute. And the moms were so nervous that they were like interrupting the service.
Too
and
loud.
All of us, old ladies, we're all.
You're not old lady.
No, but it's like we're like the ants. You
know
what I mean? In the old
days.
We're not
20. We're not 20 anymore.
No, young spring chicken. But anyway, so like point being, I just look over and I'm like, I just always was so rushed. And then all of a sudden I just feel this total liberation.
Yeah.
And I love it because my husband's gone to work and I've got everything organized and I just need like an hour and a half to put out my day. It is really seriously my time. I will not be happy. I tell all of our clients, 10 o'clock and later. I don't care if it's till 2 in the morning, but I do not want to talk to anyone before 10. That's my special thing.
Okay. So
when
you do
I get
have
up,
a thing in the
oh,
morning.
Oh, I have a total thing. And
oh,
I,
you
and
do?
I love it. Like, because I love to have my coffee. I love my view. It gives me this, like, almost like joy.
Zen.
Like you said, zen.
Yeah, I'm feeling zen
it.
From you.
Yeah. And that's why I need to have it. I used to mow the lawn so much, and I would always get that zen moment from the lawn mowing, which is so funny. All my best epiphanies, thoughts, everything have come from not being in the office.
That's right.
So
amen, sister.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So when I realized that was part of the best part of my day, and I couldn't do the lawn mowing as much anymore because I got kids who want to do it and ride the tractors and stuff. It's kind of cute. So I passed that over, gained 10 pounds by not doing this. That's okay. At least the kids are happy. And now I just like, that's my thing. So I look forward to that time in the morning. That's my joy thing. And I also feel like it's very good for me. And then we go from there,
So you take that time, an hour and a half in the morning, and that's your time. Mm-hmm. And you're like strategizing and organizing your day.
I have to call my mother. I want to do the dishwasher thing. I don't know. I don't care what it is. All I want to do is make sure that I can't, like, it's almost like the Christmas ornaments. You can't start off the new year as well until you know that everything's put back away. And then, in a way, it's like a mental thing.
Yeah.
I just have to have that every day so that if I talk to everyone I need to talk to, and again, like I'm saying, Colleen, it makes her cringe because I'm so like about it. Like, people will be like, okay, so what about tomorrow morning? Can you meet at 9? And I'm like, no. 10. Anytime after 10. No. And then she'll be like, why do you have to always say that? It's not like you're not up. And I'm like, I know, but I just won't give up that real estate. Nope. Sorry.
Well, good for
unless
you.
Unless there's something that has to be
emergency.
Yeah. Or if there's something
of
important, of course.
If you're going on the TV or something, then maybe get there at 8:30.
We'll do
that.
But those are like the unusual day when you have to be somewhere. So my thing is 10 o'clock. And then again, for whatever reason, I feel so recharged on that I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. I just have no problem not stopping, but my starting is my precious time.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. So you have your time in the morning. So what a lot of people do, and what I remember doing when my kids were young, was, well, when they're really young, what happens is, what? They're in their crib and they're crying.
Yes.
So that's how your day starts, with a jolt of like, wah, wah.
It's so true.
And so then you kind of get up and that's how your day starts. And so
true.
Yeah. So I tried. It's so funny because I've been on this path for a long time. So I was like, okay. So if she usually gets up, and my daughter was so good, she slept through the night at like 8 weeks. All my friends hated me.
Oh my God.
I know.
Right, what a luxury.
She's so good. So I was like, okay, she gets up at whatever time it was. I can't remember now. She's 18. But say it was like 7 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give myself 15 minutes in the morning. So I would wake up at, 6:45. And like, I remember in high school, so I was always into this kind of interesting kind of like, mindset, quantum physics field kind of stuff. And so I remember in high school that my friend's father said, the power of your mind, you can actually, now this was like crazy back in the 70s, you could actually program your mind. It's the pineal gland, and you can tell yourself what time you want to wake up in the morning.
I do believe that's true too.
Yeah. So, so I was like, oh, I didn't believe it because I was so close-minded back then, but I tried it and it worked. So
like to the minute too.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like
so
all of a sudden
cool.
Your eyes are open 6:47.
Yes. It's so cool. And like you could play around with the time
and
stuff.
That's so cool.
So I did that with my daughter because obviously I don't want that waking her up from her room. And so I woke up 15 minutes early. No lie. She'd be up. It's like now I know that we're energetically connected, especially when they're that young. I mean, they grew inside of us for all those months and everything. So
how interesting.
Anyway, it was super hard at that point in time, but take the time at some point to, so now what I do now is like this morning, how I started my day, like total transparency. And I didn't know I was coming on today. So this is what I did today. I woke up before the alarm, which was awesome. Like that's my intention to, because it's just a more natural way to wake up.
Absolutely.
Your body's just, the cycles
you're
that
ready.
It comes up and down and up, and then you're ready to wake up.
Yep.
But I kind of set the intention like it's funny. I'll go back to the more specific time now that we're having this conversation. But so I looked at the alarm, I looked at my clock, and I was like, okay, good. Because my first thing was, because I had a show this morning, I thought, uh-oh, did my alarm not go off? No, we were good. And so what I like to do is, I've done different things through the years. I grew up in a religious home, so we learned to pray. And in my later years, I learned meditation and different techniques to kind of like quiet the mind. Because I had that. I remember the first time I met somebody who said, because I didn't know it was possible not to have constant mind chatter. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know that was possible because I only had my own mind as a frame of reference. So when I saw Robin, I remember it clearly. It was a while ago. And she said, because we're kind of similar, like I call myself a type A plus recovering personality type.
That's so great. I love it. That's great.
Start us. Support
that should be
that.
The name of a show
actually
too.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I'm gonna write that down.
That's so
funny. When she
and
said,
then you could say when you get all manicky, I relapsed.
I had a relapse.
I just got I'm so nervous back. And manicky I'm
wait,
worried
where
and,
are my like, steps I need a 12 yes. 10 step 12 step out. Let's make it a 3-step program. So I remember her saying that she used to have that, because I could tell by her, from her personality, that she and I were similar. And when she said she didn't have that mind chatter anymore, I was like, holy shit, sign me up.
Yeah.
Just like amazing thing of what's possible. And
right.
Luckily somehow in my DNA that in my heart of hearts, I believe that if it's possible for one, it's possible for many and me too.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, okay. So like teach me how to do that. So I've learned a lot through the years. So anyway, so this morning what I was doing is I kind of pre-pave my day And I've done different things through the years. So I'm lying in bed, and I like to go into, I saw an interview, Oprah was interviewing Jack Canfield, two of my faves.
Yeah.
And he was saying, he does a similar thing, and he starts his day with a rampage of appreciation.
Oh, wow.
So he'll start out That's with cool. like, you know, the bed and yeah. the pillow, like just yeah. simple things.
I'm serious. I do have I just so you know, like there is a little bit of that in my time in the morning.
Yeah.
Because if I thank, you know, I thank God.
Yes.
Whoever thanks whatever they thank.
Yes.
I mean, I notice, I make a point to love the little things.
Yes.
Like it's like, oh, I got a $20 credit from Comcast. Thank you, God. I don't care what it is. But there is an appreciation thing
yes.
in there where it's like, thank you so much for yesterday. And I loved meeting that person or whatever. Because
yeah.
that is like you were talking about, like about the joy thing. It's,
yeah.
You can take, you should tell, but it's like, there's such little things you can do to change your brainwaves
yes,
or something.
Your mindset.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
I think it is. I know it's, what you're talking yeah, about, the mind yeah. chatter, though.
Yes.
Because when I see people who have it, I just feel so bad. I had it when I was younger. I don't know if it was because of training. I don't know what it was over the years. Maybe age in a way. I don't know. But something that just said, you know, everything is exactly as it should be at this exact time. I do believe that. Do you believe that? I think there's a lot of work involved with that, too. Not to make it so vague, but.
Yeah. When people say everything happens for a reason, I don't believe that it's necessarily a good reason.
Right.
I believe, so I, you know, I believe that we are where we're at because of everything that happened before us.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that quote unquote bad things happen to good people? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big question,
mm-hmm.
but do I believe that we are co-creators here in this human experience? I absolutely do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that also, I do believe, at least in my journeys, that some of the bad things that happen to good people, during the bad things happening, it's like this torturing experience.
Yeah.
But then later, it's like sliding doors, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if it's a day later, I don't care if it's a month later or
yeah.
5 years later.
Yeah.
I'll look back and go, thank God that happened.
Yeah.
Or this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like that's all.
Yes.
It's all about peace or something.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, because, you know, it's already 3:34. We're not going to go to our breaks. It's optional. I'm too interested in what you're talking about here with miracle manifestations and
yeah.
you know, your system and everything.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to let you know that, you know, bridge over or
yeah so just
so
to kind of close because I feel like it is important for people to have a morning practice
mm-hmm.
so whatever
I
that morning practice looks like for you whether that's journaling I have a system that's called scripting that I sometimes do that's more of a written thing that's just taking it could take 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
And sometimes now what I'm currently doing is you know when I'm lying in bed or you know it just moves.
What was
so
it when
starts
you said
out,
you prepaid the day? What is that?
So yes,
I love
so that's what I want to go into, prepaving the
I
day.
I love that.
So now I'm starting, I've added this rampage of appreciation. And it's not like rampage. It sounds so
no,
like
I love that
busy,
too.
But I
yeah.
like, yeah, it's
I
cute.
Like it too.
Yeah,
well,
it's fun.
It's like a priority to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm just going to appreciate mm-hmm. my pillow because there's so many people. You know, I used
so
to work
true.
In Philly and I used to see so many people, kids that were homeless. You know, so for crying out loud, if you have a pillow, give thanks.
I totally
agree. I have heat in my home. I have hot water. I have, you know, so many things that we can
be
just
thankful.
Take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And so be thankful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it doesn't, it's just,
totally agree.
It's just supportive, I, you know, I feel. And so then I'm pre-paving the day. So I have, you know, my husband, my daughter and my son, and especially if there's something going on, like my daughter had her wisdom teeth removed last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to prepave that day. I'm going to see and feel that all going smoothly for her, that every hand that touches her is competent and caring and loving. I'm going to prepave, and it's kind of like a prayer and, you know, different.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing her, you know, on the other side of this and so that's, and so, so this is a good bridge into the miracle manifestation mm-hmm. because it's all about being intentional, being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where mm-hmm. raising conscious kids came from,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it is about the consciousness and what does consciousness mean? Well, to me, it means it's our awareness. It's
mm-hmm.
our life force. It's what, you know, makes you, you and me, me. And yet we're all somehow created and connected in this quantum field. So,
and
yeah, that's
what
it's
about
for me.
Does that include like choices?
Yes.
Because that seems like would be part of the differentiator, the people who, you know, when you're getting to the conscious level, you are aware. And when you're mm-hmm. aware, you have the ability to make a choice.
Yes.
If you don't choose the right path or the positive side.
Yeah. You're like a pinball.
It's so easy to get pulled as an yes. anchor down to the bottom of the ocean.
And, amen, sister. Yeah. Or what happens is, like, you know, I have a thing of being detached from any particular outcome. Like I just, mm-hmm. my prayer, let's say, is that the highest good for all is served. So that's being not attached to any particular outcome. Seeing like you were talking about the blog that was picked up that Paul Marciano, Dr. Paul, mm-hmm. wrote, and good for him. Kudos, Paul. But I believe in having like a bullseye. So I can envision it in my mind. It's a bullseye. And yes, you want to hit that target. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it is good to have specific goals. And then the how, like the A+ recovering type A+ personality, even my blood type is A positive.
You got to write the blog and we'll send it over to SmartBree for you.
Okay. Awesome.
Sure.
Now I'm thinking about the blog. Okay. So the recovering type A+ personality in me was about filling in each and every detail. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain point in life that you can set those long-term goals and let go of the how, you can allow in all the support that was there for you all along to come in and help you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you feel like you have to do it all alone.
I agree completely. And I was going to say, actually, I meant to say Forbes, but because Paul's been written up in so many places, including back-end system. He can log on to the back-end system at Monster for the employers and so on because he shares so much information. But
wow.
It was Forbes, not SmartBrief. But what you're talking about is a leadership as well as just a person who's listening to us. And thank you all again. This is Kim Pramatic. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to go to our break real quick, but she's talking about conscious living and she's got a miracle manifestation system. And if you're listening, I'm sure you're like me enjoying everything because when someone walks in the room or you're listening on the radio or you read something and it comes from a positive place, it's like addictive to me. I love it. I think that it's inspiring. It's meant to be. It changes the day. It's like a reset button. So we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. It's a short break, so stay with us. And thanks again for listening here, Talented People.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business
out of time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realty.
Chatter going on all the time, you're not fully present. Yeah. I mean, you're just not, because you're thinking about other things. And usually I read something that, I don't know, like more than 85% of the thoughts that one thinks during the day, this is one with mind chatter, are the same. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's the same. And usually it's a negative belief that's right. coming mm-hmm. through in its various insidious forms. Mm-hmm. So there is hope. So come join our community, because, you know, we have great speakers. You know, a lot of times I do talks. I have awesome guests. You're coming on to talk about, you know, people that want to write a book, and super grateful for you and your light in the world. And so there's hope.
Yeah, there is hope. And I think about it like when it comes to the mind chatter in a visual in my head, as to someone who has it really like extraordinary, is it's almost like flies on sugar type of thing. It's just so rampant and so much going on. And it's like, there's got to be something in there that can help those who have that. I think the joy, the peace, the structure of the day, I love that, paving mm-hmm. your day and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I think about also, like, there's got to be some element of you are allowed, like, you give yourself permission mm-hmm. to not be A or something. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because it's almost like a vicious circle. Like, you're a type A personality. I think you're so completely type A, you know, you're just moving. And I know, I've been there, seen it done too. And I way do it a lot, relapse, you know. But I love that. But when you're able, like you said, to see and feel the difference. It's almost like when you go on a vacation, right?
Yeah.
And you go on a vacation, there's like 10 days or whatever days, right? Seven. And the first 3 days, you're trying to detox from the
decompress.
World.
That's a great thing. Thank you. Because how long does it take you to decompress on vacation is a symptom of how much mind chatter you have and how difficult it is for you on a daily basis. If it's taking you 3 days to decompress on vacation, there's no way that you're getting to that place of peace on a daily basis.
I agree.
Tough love.
So then what happens, and I just think about it, like, seriously, like, I'm so glad we brought this up, because I know people out there can relate to it too. Then when you do actually, like you said, decompress, the vacation goes so fast, you know, because it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I was just like, the first 3 days seemed like 10.
Yeah.
But.
And it's an effort to relax.
But like you said, like, if a goal could be that the person is able to walk out, go on vacation, and not have that mind chatter to have to decompress, because it's such a distinct difference between the mind chatter of the person who can't just let it go and the person who's able to let it go.
Yeah.
So to me, like, the goal being to walk on that vacation boat, cruise, you know, whatever, plane, if they are able to control. And I think that there's something in there that has to do with allowing yourself, forgiving yourself, living something that you are able to say, I don't need to worry about this today. Or I'm okay with dealing with that tomorrow. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to ask
you. Well, one of the things that was crucial for me was I didn't know that there was any other way. Mm-hmm. So when I went for a session with my friend Robin, and she said that she didn't have the mind chatter anymore. Like, I just never knew. I just never knew that it was an option to not have it.
Yeah.
And so I think just the knowing that there's a possibility that you cannot have it anymore, mm-hmm. that's the first step.
And I have experienced the difference, because mm-hmm. I know when I get to that place where I don't care if it's a deadline for something, and it may be like 2 months away, and I know I always do things last minute anyway, so why don't I just wait till the week before? Why am I stressing over this now thing? Whatever it is, I don't know. Yeah. But when you know the difference, there is nothing in comparison to the shutting off. I always call it unplugging your brain from the wall, because it's like, you know, whoa, you know what I mean? I've like talked to people and they're talking. I'm like, you need to just diffuse your own bomb over here. You need to unplug yourself from the wall.
Diffuse
You're
your own
me
bomb.
Crazy.
I like that. Wait, I'm going to write that down. Diffuse your own bomb.
Yeah, well, it's got to be somehow or another. It is a self-inflicted, or at some point.
Yeah. Unknown. It's all self-inflicted.
Yeah. And so I mean, it's self-inflicted. You have to be able to train the person to do it.
Yes.
That's where it is.
Yes.
And if they don't know the difference, they don't even know the difference. They
you don't
live
know
in
it's
such
possible.
A terrible world.
You don't know that it's possible.
It's already a terrible, hard world. Why add on to the complications?
Yes.
And like, I love what you said about the morning thing and about the appreciation thing. Mm-hmm. So we do still have like about, you know, 10 minutes at least, just 10 minutes. So if you want to recap a little bit too, and also, again, the miracle manifestation and the website and everything.
Yes. Thank you. So a lot of people have asked me, and I'm happy to share, you know, our daughter has a full ride. I mean, it still is so joyous for me to say this. And I don't say it from a place of bragging or anything like that. It's from sheer appreciation that, you know, our daughter is just completed her first semester in college. And she gets to graduate with no debt. She gets to play the sport that she loves, that she's been playing since she's in sixth grade
at
a Division I level. And for those of you who aren't familiar with sports, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. It goes in college, it goes Division III, and then the next higher is Division II, and the next higher is Division I. So that's really the top level of collegiate play, whether you're talking about football, basketball, volleyball, swimming, whatever you're talking about, whatever sport. Division I is truly the top level. And so people, you know, and I've done this too. Like, you look at someone like, you know, the Williams family and like Serena and Venus. Like, I love tennis. That's my mm-hmm. sport. And so you look at them and you go, how did they end up there? And so being the perennial student that I am, I will read anything that anybody is writing that, you know, like to get a glimpse into their into how they do what they do. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to be, you know, transparent and sharing with folks because there is a system, and the IT part of me can systematize these things. And also I have a coach that said, Kim, you did this amazing thing. How did you do it? I want you to really sit back and think about how did you do this? You and your family create this amazing miracle, you know, opportunity that I hence called a miracle because it was not in our consciousness that this was a possibility for us. And so what I did was I really sat down and it really kind of poured out of me once I gave it a framework to say, okay, you know, and I go into, I have a certain thing that I do when I'm writing that I'm really connecting in with my broader perspective. And how did we do this? And how did we manifest this? So we call it the miracle manifestation system. And really it's three steps. And so the first step for us was clarity.
You're going to have to wait to hear the three steps by listening to another one of our shows. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's the end of our show already at Talented People. That was Kim Pramatic. She's the host of Raising Conscious Kids. And that show's on every Wednesday morning on 100 Chamber Radio. You can listen in. You can go to the website and see the archives. Again, 11 o'clock on Wednesday mornings with Kim Pramatic. It's Raising Conscious Kids. This is Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:57 in the afternoon on October 19th. Thanks for listening in and have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
With Hillary Clinton off the campaign trail ahead of tonight's presidential debate, President Obama taking shots at Donald Trump's claims that the election could be rigged. Trump on the campaign trail comparing the Clintons' organization to a crime cartel.
If we let the Clinton cartel run this government, history will record that 2017 was the year America lost its independence. That's true. That's true.
Three firefighters injured after a gas explosion in Portland, Oregon. Portland Fire and Rescue says two civilians were also hurt, but no fatalities reported. Firefighters were investigating a gas leak and were inside the building when the explosion occurred. The explosion happened in northwest Portland. Heavy plumes of smoke can be seen for miles. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment.
Bill Gates are among the list of nearly 40 names released by WikiLeaks.
President Obama on the campaign to liberate the city of Mosul in Iraq from ISIS.
I am confident that just as ISIL has been defeated in communities across Iraq, ISIL will be defeated in Mosul as well, and that will be another step towards their ultimate destruction.
The Pentagon says the battle for Mosul could take months, but the first couple of days have gone very well. An American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts on their way to the International Space Station. NASA's Shane Kimbrough and those Russians lifting off overnight from Russia's Space Launch Center in Kazakhstan. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles, but don't have time to search the web looking